Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, why is my mom sharing my daddy? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 33 years old and I moved back to my hometown 2 months ago. My dad is ill and my mother is doing the best she can to take care of him. At least that's what she told me. I kicked right in and started taking daddy to the doctor and to get his medication. When I couldn't do it because of work, daddy had another woman taking him and I thought she was some kind of nurse or assistant that his insurance provided. My mom said it was just a lady that my dad knows. Well, one day, Dad called me and asked me could I drop him off at a restaurant and he would get a ride home. I took him and walked him inside. He met with the lady that I thought was his home health nurse. He said it was her birthday, so I told her happy birthday. I called Mama and asked if she was going to join them. I didn't care if I was being messy by alerting my mom that my dad was having dinner with the woman. Mama said it's a special occasion for her, so she was allowing my dad to spend some time with her alone. I went by my mom and dad's house to wait for dad with her. He got home 3 hours later, and he had a milkshake. He said they went for a birthday treat. My mom had already gone to bed, so I asked him if the woman is a nurse or his girlfriend. He said she's a little bit of both, and he said to talk to my mom about it. The next morning, Mama told me that she lets Dad entertain himself in that way because he's sick. My dad isn't terminally ill, so why is my mom allowing this? She seems so sad about it. Should I confront my daddy about cheating on my mom? Look, these are your parents, and you can ask them. It's nothing wrong with that. But you talked to them already, and they both gave you their answers. The woman is a nurse and a girlfriend to your dad. And your mom lets him see her because he's sick. And as weird as it sounds, that's what they told you. Obviously, your mom and dad have some sort of crazy arrangement going on here. Your dad also told you to ask your mom, which meant that your mom is well aware of what's going on in this situation. This is not a secret between them. You can ask her if this is making her sad. Why is she allowing your dad to see this other woman? But again, she told you because he's sick. She knows what he's doing. She didn't even stay up and wait for him to get back. She was in bed before he got home from his date with the other woman. So is she really sad about it, like you say? And your dad might not be that sick either. Not if he has the energy to have a wife and a side chick. You said he's not terminally ill, so this just must be something they've decided to do. I know you care about what's going on with your parents, but as strange as it is, it's their business. And don't be shocked if you do confront them that they may or may not give you what you want. But yeah, this is crazy. Steve?
Ain't no secrets. Why is my mom sharing my daddy? Well, you sharing him. So let's just get into it. You're 33. You done moved back to your hometown a couple months ago. Your dad is ill. Now, y'all ain't saying what he got, so I'll just come up with something on my own later on. My mother's doing the best she can to take care of him. At least that's what she says. So you jumped in and helped out, taking daddy to the doctor, get his medicine. And when I couldn't do it because of work, daddy had another woman taking him. And I thought she was some kind of nurse or assistant that his insurance provided. Well, ain't that the nice cover? He got y'all thinking, or you thinking, it's potentially a nurse that the insurance has provided. My mom said it was just a lady that my daddy know, which means your mother is aware of this. Well, one day, daddy called me and asked if I could drop him off at a restaurant and he would get a ride home. Now, I'm assuming since you came into town and you done jumped in to kick in to take, get his medicine, take him to the doctor, that you do it when your mama can't. I'm assuming maybe your mama is at work with the car. See, because I think your daddy and mama got a car, but I think mama got the car. She's overwhelmed with going to work and taking him places, so now you done jumped in and kicked in. So this one day he asked you if you could call you and ask you if you drop him off at the restaurant, he'll get a ride home. This is hustling too hard for me. All he getting a ride home, got a Lyft app or Uber app. But he fixed all that because he got this woman. So I took him and walked him inside. He didn't ask you for that. All he did was ask, so how sick is he? Well, you got to walk him inside. But you took your nosy ass in there to walk him inside this restaurant because you wanted to know what was going on. He met with the lady that I thought was his home health care, and she is. That's what she is. She is the home health care provider. Yes. He said it was her birthday, so I told her happy birthday. Uh-oh. Now the mama know, the daddy know. Now you done joined in talking about happy birthday. So now you involved too now. Because you at the birthday party. I called mama and asked if she was going to join them. And I don't care if I was being messy by alerting my mom that my dad was having dinner with the woman. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the rest of it. And it ain't going to be that shocking.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, why is my mom sharing my daddy? Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, why is my mom sharing my daddy?
First of all, this ain't your business, but since you want to make it yours, it's time for you to have a grown folk come to Jesus. Now, your daddy's sick. You done moved back home. You started helping out, taking him to the doctor, getting his medicine. Obviously, your mama is still working, and they got one car, and your mama stay in the car. So now when she can't do it, you got to do it. And then sometimes you got to go to work yourself. And so then he had another lady come by. You thought this lady was the home care health provider. The mama know about the lady. The daddy know about the lady. And now you know about the lady. So his mama was at work and couldn't take him somewhere. So your daddy called you and asked you if you could drop him off at a restaurant. And he would get a ride home. Well, your little nosy ass take him down to the restaurant. You walk inside. Now, I don't know what his sickness is, but he didn't need walking inside. But you took it in there. And now the lady was there you thought was the nurse. So then he said that it was her birthday, so I told her happy birthday. So now you done joined in. You participating in it. The mama know he know it. So then you went home with your little messy self and called mama and asked if she was going to join him. I didn't care if I was being messy by alerting my mom that my dad was having dinner with the woman. Mama said it was a special occasion for her, so she was allowing my dad to spend some time with her alone. I be damned. I have got to get me a sickness. What? In the world. Junior, this got to be right up your alley. Boy, this finna be, this is one glorious occasion. She told you that it's a special occasion, so she was allowing my dad to spend some time with her alone. I went by mom and dad's house to wait for my daddy with her. He got home some 3 hours later, and he had a milkshake. He said they went for a birthday treat. I know that's right. And the milkshake was just the cover. Who sure got hot in here? Swing by Steak and Shake. Girl, let me get that chocolate shake going in here. So he walked in the house swirling the cup. Mm-hmm. They went by for a birthday treat. Now, they got to be old. Mm-hmm. So now, Ruby, you sitting in the house with Ruby. He done just left Estelle down at the motor end to swing by the Steak and Shake. Now you, Jocelyn, you sitting in the house with Ruby. And Estelle done just tighten your daddy up with a special birthday treat. And he come back in with a milkshake to cover for it. 3 hours, that's plenty of time. And then, so I asked him if the woman is a nurse or his girlfriend. He said she a little bit of both. And he said, go talk to your mama about it.
Ask your mama.
So now the next morning, mama told me that she lets dad entertain himself in that way because he's sick.
Really?
Oh, have mercy. Oh, well, we got two sick ass dudes on the show right here. We got one that's clear and we got one that's surviving. So now, fellas, see, y'all ain't been using y'all illnesses the right way.
I haven't.
Y'all could have had you an in-home nurse care provider.
Boy.
Now, Tommy, I know your wife. You ain't going to be able to sell that one, so you sit your ass down and be quiet.
That's right.
Junior, you sure bet not say nothing.
I bet not.
So y'all can take yourself out of the little we sick too category. It's too late for me. I know better than this right here. My dad isn't terminally ill, so why is my mom allowing this? She seems so sad about it. Should I confront my daddy about cheating on my mom? What are you going to confront him for? Everybody know. Your mama said because your daddy is sick, she allows this. Now, your daddy's not terminally ill, so what do your daddy have? Well, let's talk about it.
Okay, come on, let's go down.
Do your daddy have diabetes? He got sugar. People with sugar need a lot of other sugar. So maybe it's that right there. Maybe your daddy got a heart murmur. Maybe your daddy, here we go. Maybe your daddy been with your mama so long that your mama done got tired of your daddy and she don't service your daddy no more.
And
because he's sick, she really don't feel like it. So she done gave him permission to go get service where he want to.
Sounds like
Because I done lost my desire for it. So I told your daddy, and then your daddy came in here and told me whatever time he got left, he want to enjoy himself.
Mm-hmm.
So your daddy got a little girlfriend, and I ain't going nowhere, but I ain't servicing him, and she do.
All right, Steve.
You can confront your daddy if you want to, but your daddy told you go in there and ask your mama, and your mama told you. She allow it.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. Download it today. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we got Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack.
Visit slack.com to get started.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.